Good, nothing.
No
Delaware today? No Delaware. Oh, they're in. They're being. They had some treatments. They went over to the doctor.
Is he going to get any tests done? Or?
I'm sure he is. That's what they went for. Yeah.
Coach, what have you seen from Jonathan Hankins so far this training camp?
Jonathan seems to be having a good camp. Yep, he's. You know, we like what we've seen so far.
Have you begun to think at all about snap distribution for the Hall of Fame game?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know if you plan on playing?
No, I'm not sure. I'm not going to say that because I've got to first of all figure out who's going to. The final analysis is we have two more practices to find out who's going to play. I've thought about that from the time that the game was announced.
Is Ben going to be downstairs?
He's downstairs, yeah.
That's not a trial for the downstairs?
No.
What do you look at when you're trying to decide? You mean you have five preseason games. Do you look at other teams of what they've done in the past? Or
no.
How do you sort of, what do you use to dictate that?
We have enough background to figure that out, I hope. We have five games. You know, you approach it in different ways, whether you have four or five, but this is going to benefit us. We're going to get some more opportunities in this offense. So.
Are you more inclined to stay with the starters a little longer since it is a new offense?
Not necessarily, not right away. It'll come to that, sure. They'll get plenty of snaps.
Tom, what does it mean, quarterback's coach and Eli both talking about trust your feet?
That offense is a lot to do with their. They attribute a lot of what the quarterback's able to do with the timing and his feet and having his feet in the right position, set properly. They work very, very hard on the whether it's a 3-5 or 7-step drop and how much when the ball is supposed to come out and the depth of the routes and the quarterback's ability to get his feet in the right position. So I think the very basis of this scheme is having your feet in position to make the throw at the right time.
That's really breaking it down for guys in the league.
Well, it's just a different approach to it, and it's something that this offense has relied upon, since Bill Walsh. You know,
Coach, of all the tight ends, has one stood out to you above all others?
They've all worked hard, and they do make plays. And today we had a couple of nice plays made, and so not one, but I think there's been some progress there.
Coach, you spoke about wanting to have a power running game again. Are you seeing the old type of power running game that you've been looking for?
A little better today, but it's a long way to go. Oh, you got to put the pads on. You can't. You're not going to get it done with shorts and T-shirts. So the game is a game. It's a physical game. It's got to be played up front. It's got to be technically sound, and you must be able to physically be in a position where you're making the blocks or you're defending. And as you know, what we've always put tremendous stock in what's up front with our offensive lines and our defensive lines as a measure of literally the strength of our team. So we're glad to be in the pads, and as each day they're challenged to be more physical. We always talk about being smart because we don't want anybody to do anything stupid that costs us a player. But the physical aspect of the game is something we have to definitely get back to.
You've obviously always run screen passes. It's always been part of the offense, but it looks like you're doing it a lot out here. How accurate is that it's going to be the perception that it's going to be a bigger part of your offense, maybe more of a staple than in the past?
There have been a lot of years when we've been very good at the screen game, and the good thing about the way everything's being introduced is it's in balance. It all comes in. There's phases of it that come in. You're seeing screens because there's a screen perhaps a day, or per installation, there's one or two screens. So you're seeing them not necessarily being emphasized, but as a part of the overall package as we put these installs in.
Do you think it's legitimate to set as a goal for Eli 70% completion this season?
Oh, I think that that number has always been used by this offense as a standard. You know, not that it's been accomplished that many times in history, but it's a goal, just like any other goal. And if someone is to achieve that percentage, it'd be a pretty good offense.
Anything else?
That's not a statistic that the old offense relied too heavily on. I mean, obviously, you want to as many as possible, but that's sort of what...
Yeah, the offense, the old offense was probably 68%.